Keith Jansen. The title is Soil Aggregates CNN is Affected by 24 Years of Differing Levels of Crop Residue and Fertilizer Inputs.
Thanks everybody for coming. Before I start, I would like to acknowledge my boss, Chuck Rice, and Dr. Keith Jansen. The management of crop residue and soil organic carbon is of primary importance in maintaining soil fertility, the productivity, but also for minimizing the impact of agriculture in the environment. So it is critical to examine the consequences of harvesting biomass on the soil characteristic as biofuel feedstock expand. And long-term experiments like this provide an excellent database for analyzing the impact of removing residue on the soil. In a review by five USDA Ag Research Service scientists, Wally Wilhelm et al. Acknowledged the complexity of the interaction between soil type, management, and climate when considering the effect of crop residue on soil. They recommended that removal rate be based on regional yield, climatic condition, and cultural practices, with no rate given. Now, using the Russell technology, Russell stands for Rate of Universal Soil Loss Equation, Richard Nelson from our campus over there at Kansas predicted a safe residue removal rate for minimizing the soil loss for most eastern and midwestern states of the U.S. But his prediction varied widely over time and location as a result of the complex interaction described by this guy here. In another review sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy, Mann et al. Conclude that before any recommendation could be made, we need more information on the long-term effect of residue. So we really want to ask the question, what are the consequences for sustainability of the soil resources related to harvesting biomass? And our first objective was to analyze the effect of crop residue management and fertilizer effect on soil characteristics and yield. In our second objective, I mentioned earlier the importance of long-term experiments. So these databases, in conjunction with process-based model like GNDC, could be a very important tool when formulating complex but comprehensive research or policy questions. Like I say, our location is at the Kansas State East Central Research Experiment near Ottawa, and the soil type is a silt loam. The duration of the study was 24 years, and all the plots were tilled. We also use a nearby prairie site located 50 meters to 100 meters from the site as a reference. And the crop grown initially was wheat, sorghum, soybean in a three-year rotation with one crop grow each year. In 1994, we moved to the corn was substituted for sorghum in a rotation, and we moved to a corn-soybean rotation in 2000 to match a closer cropping practices that had occurred in the area. So the crop residue management and fertilizer treatment evaluated was crop residue harvested annually, normal residue returned and incorporated to the soil, and twice normal residue returned and incorporated to the soil, which was accomplished by spreading whatever we harvested here in the second plot. And the four level of fertilizer was zero, low, normal, and high. So the crop residue and fertilizer was replicated four times in a complete randomized split plot design. And the residue was established as a whole plot and the fertilizer as a subplot. We've already seen this before, so before I show you some results, I would like to give you an idea of the organomineral association. And primary particle and clay microstructure here are bound together with bacterial and fungal biomass into microaggregate of 2 to 20 micron in size, which may be bound into larger microaggregate of 250 micron in size. And the organic binding agent involved in stabilizing the microaggregate are believed to be relatively persistent and to consist of humic material and polysaccharide polymers strongly sorbed to clay, with the most persistent clay organic association being strengthened by bridges of polyvalent metal cation like calcium and iron. Now the microaggregate in turn are bound into macroaggregate by transient binding agent, with the most important being microbial, but also by temporary binding agent such as fine root and fungal hyphae. This data shows the crop residue management and fertilizer effect on sun-free water stable aggregate and the carbon inside the aggregate. And you can see here that the residue management had showed significant effect on the carbon inside the aggregate across all the fraction here. But we also see a significant effect of the residue management on the structural stability of the soil in these two fractions, the 53 to 250 and the 250 to 2000. The fertility level of fertility did not show any effect on the stability of the soil aggregate, but we did see some influence of the level of fertility in the carbon inside the aggregate in the 53 to 250 and the greater microaggregate. We also see some interaction between residue and depth for the these two fractions here. Here are more data again on soil characteristic, and again residue show significant effect on the carbon stratification ratio, but we also see other interaction between residue and fertility on the C2N ratio and residue and depth affecting also the C2N ratio. Here are the results of the soil aggregate stability. The distribution of the sun-free water stable aggregate in the 0 to 5 centimeter. And the two main factors explaining the variability of the sun-free water stable aggregate were the residue management and the depth of the profile. And you can see here that doubling or maintaining the residue show greater macro aggregate, so in these two fractions, than when we remove the residue here. And the fraction 53 to 250 comprise the greatest class of the whole soil. This is the carbon inside the aggregate, and the result showed a decrease with cultivation here compared to the prairie site, which is our reference. So, okay, 250, and we can see that the main loss here were due to the decline. The decline in soil carbon was due to the loss in these two fractions, the larger microaggregate here and this larger microaggregate. And most of the carbon was concentrated in this fraction. If you look at the 5 to 15 centimeter here, we see the same trend, but one thing that we also found was within the same aggregate fraction, the amount of residue returned and incorporated did affect the carbon inside the aggregate. We see some variation here, here and here. At 15 to 30, we also see the same trend, but it was attenuating a little bit. This is the total soil carbon. So the comparison of crop residue being removed or added in combination with the fertilizer show a decline over the period of 24 years, show a decline in soil organic carbon where residue was removed. And this slowly occurring effect could have a big impact in the sustainability of the soil resources in the longer term. This is a simulated and observed soil organic carbon dynamic in the 0 to 30 centimeter depths over the duration of our study for maintaining here or removing residue in combination with normal and high fertility. And we use just this for practical reasons. So what we did have the simulation for all our 12 combination. And the dot symbol here represented the observed value. The line are the simulated value. The line are, yes, the simulated value for the duration of the study. And we can see that the DNDC model did capture the soil organic carbon stock over the duration of the study. These three, it actually is the fourth one for the fourth treatment is hiding under here. But this was sampled in 11 years after the establishment of the study by Jensen and Whitney. And what they did, they just sampled the 0 to 15 centimeter. So if we add the other 30 centimeter, this should be bumped up into within our range. This is the results of the yield, the simulated value at the blue one, and the observed in the black symbol. And not only we had some close value for the simulation, but the pattern of change yield is something hard to predict. The DNDC model did a good job in following the pattern of change. And this is the equation that I use for evaluating the model efficiency. And most of our value close to one is desirable, and most of our value was close to one, in fact, but they were all negative, which means that the observed value was closer to the true mean than the predicted value. So in conclusion, the most notable finding of our results was the soil organic carbon would decrease regardless of the residue management in combination with the fertilizer if this soil were to be plowed. And it is clear from the data that the residue addition or removal had a rather small effect, but however, we saw that the residue management has a much larger impact on the aggregate stability and the carbon inside the aggregate, which led to the proposal that we can use the aggregate stability as an early warning of the change in total soil carbon, which may take many years to become measurable. So we also see, we can say that if we decrease the disturbance of this soil, we can expect a much greater gain on carbon in this soil. And the DNDC model also did predict good prediction of the long-term effect of the carbon dynamic in our soil and the yield. I also would like to thank our funding source, the Department of Agronomy, and there were also many people contributing to this effort, and we would like to extend our gratitude to all of them. Thank you.
We have time for questions.
Yes, Jan.
How long was that treatment history there?
It lasted for 24 years.
And so why do you think that there was such a small increase in the aggregate carbon between the one time versus two times?
Oh, I think so, and sometimes they were even the same. But the explanation that I can give you here is, you know, when we disturb this, when we till this soil, the tilling is masking a lot of the benefit of the residue. So, and the best analogy I can give you is, if you suppose you leave the residue on the ground, the microbe would eventually slowly invade the residue and transform it to a more stable form. But when you till it, it looks like you invite them to a buffet, like all you can eat, and you give them a short time, so they don't take time to metabolize this as fast as you can. So that's the effect of Chris Mooney for this kind of analogy. He was saying yesterday we need to find a better way to explain our science. So that's my explanation for that. So probably if we give them enough time, they might take time. You can see the difference between the amount of residue.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.